I'm reporting from the Toronto Zombie Walk in Nathan Phillips Square, where 8,000 people dressed up in bloody rags and theater makeup filled the space outside of Toronto City Hall. This is what it sounded like. A family of three showed a substantial amount of dedication at the 11th annual Zombie Walk. Melanie Smith, Ryan Smith, and their 9-year-old daughter Emma Smith arrived looking as undead as can be. This family loves zombies more than the average person. They are all huge The Walking Dead fans. Using this popular TV show as inspiration, the family worked very long and hard on their costumes. The Smiths were covered in open sores, rotting skin, and large amounts of blood. Melanie had the most shocking costume, attracting many eyes from all over Nathan Phillips Square. She was wearing a blood-covered white dress and had a very realistic wound on her face. I also got to talk to one of the volunteers at the blood booth, Carolina Martino-George. She was responsible for makeup touch-ups and put fake blood on the participants. The rain, wind, and cold weather did not stop these people from gathering with thousands of other zombies to watch the performances and participate in the walk to raise money for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. However, because of the horrible weather conditions, the amount the zombie walk made this year was just not enough. They are now holding a zombie walk fundraiser that will take place Friday, December 27th. You can find more about that at torontozombiewalk.ca. This has been Samantha MacArthur from Centennial Journalism News. Thank you.